Well, chapter 21, let's look at another person who had a great need, Peter. Well, look what Jesus says in 21:15. Because that was very well portrayed, because that was Peter's problem. If Peter didn't get that resolved, he could have never gone forward for the Lord. And he needed to hear the voice of the Lord. He needed to hear that risen and glorified voice like the sound of many waters that Jesus always spoke to people in their time of greatest need. His voice can be heard anywhere because he is everywhere present. And he truly wants to speak to us to give us the strength we need. What strength did Mary need? She needed to believe what she knew. She knew he promised that he would rise again. She just didn't believe it. And when he said, Mary, she believed. And had a wonderful worship time. Look at verse 15. Now when they'd eaten breakfast, 21:15, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? And he said, yes, Lord, you know I love you. And he said, feed my lambs. And he said to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? And he said to him, yes, Lord, you know I love you. And he said to him, tend my sheep. Verse 17, he said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? And Peter was grieved because it was three times. Everything in threes bothered him because he couldn't forget. It just was such a deep wound. Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. What is all that about? Peter needed Jesus to back him out. If Jesus just said one time, Peter said, well, did he really mean it? If he just said it twice, he says, well, I'm not sure. But he knew that Jesus was tracking with him. He said, Peter, I knew that you denied me three times. And I just want you to tell me you love me three times. And I want you to know that this thing is all taken care of. And I promised you that after my resurrection, that you would be the one that would strengthen the brethren. Peter just needed to hear that voice personally. What is Jesus doing today? Well, Jesus tells us, I will never leave you or forsake you. He has told us that he'd be with us to the end of the age. Hebrews 13:5. For he himself said, I will never leave you or forsake you. We need to hear his voice. And when you feel like you're giving in, when you feel like you're ready to quit, when you feel like it's too much and when you can't take it anymore, when you just say, I just doubt your promises, just say, Lord, I need to hear your voice. And you know what the Lord does? He speaks to us and puts on our heart those words that we have heard from his word. He just brings them back anew and afresh. And we say, yes, I will believe you. Yes, I'm forgiven. Yes, I'm cleansed. Yes, you'll never condemn me. Yes, you're my great high priest. Yes, you have compassion for me. Yes, you see where I am and always come to me. Yes, you have those feet of omnipotence and you can solve and come across my storms. And yes, I can hear your voice. And he speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, it calms wherever we are.